June 30th, the Assembly of the Holy Glorious and Praiseworthy Apostles. Even though each one of the 12 great apostles has their own special day of celebration throughout the year, nevertheless, the Church has set aside this day as a festal assembly of all the apostles, together and with them, Paul. These are the names and the separate days of the celebrations of the Holy 12. St. Peter, June 29th and January 16th. St. Andrew, November 30th. St. James, the son of Zebedee, April 30th. St. John, the theologian, September 26th and May 8th. St. Philip, November 14th. St. Bartholomew, November 14th. St. Thomas, October 6th. St. Matthew, the evangelist, November 16th. St. James, the son of Alphaeus, October 9th. St. Thaddeus, or Jude, the brother of James, June 19th. St. Simon the Zealot, May 10th. St. Matthias, August 9th. St. Paul, June 29th. Let us also mention how each one of these most holy and most beneficial men in the history of the world ended their earthly life. St. Peter, St. Peter was crucified upside down. St. Andrew, St. Andrew was crucified. St. James, the son of Zebedee, St. James was beheaded. St. John the theologian, St. John died in a miraculous manner. St. Philip was crucified. St. Bartholomew was crucified, skinned alive, and beheaded. St. Thomas was pierced with 5 spears. St. Matthew the evangelist, St. Matthew was burned alive. St. James the son of Alphaeus, St. James was crucified. St. Thaddeus, or Jude, the brother of James, St. Thaddeus was crucified. St. Simon the Zealot, St. Simon was crucified. St. Matthias was stoned and then was beheaded after death. St. Paul was beheaded. Blessed Peter the Crown Prince. Peter, by descent, was a Tartar and the nephew of the Tartar King Berkai. He heard the words of salvation from Bishop Cyril of Rostov, and those words adhered to his heart. And yet, when he witnessed the miraculous healing of Berkai's son, by the help of Bishop Cyril's prayer, he secretly left the golden horde and fled to Rostov, where he was baptized and where, with all his soul and mind, dedicated himself to asceticism and the study of the honorable faith. Once at night, Saints Peter and Paul appeared to him in a dream on the shores of the lake and commanded him to build a church in their name on that same place, and along with that, Blessed Peter received from the saints the necessary amount of money for that purpose. Indeed, Blessed Peter built a most beautiful church there, in which he, in old age, following the death of his wife, was tonsured a monk. Blessed Peter died peacefully in ripe old age on June 29th, 1290 AD, and his church became and remains a monastery called the Petrovsky Monastery. Venerable George the Iberian, Georgian. George was born in Iberia, Georgia in 1014 AD, and was a relative of the Georgian kings. George received a good classical education in his childhood, but his heart drew him to the spiritual life. He lived a life of asceticism with the famous spiritual father George in the Black Mountain. He fled to Holy Mount Athos and continued his asceticism in the monastery of Iveron. George became the abbot of Iveron. With the help of Emperor Constantine Monomachus, he restored Iveron and covered the monastery church with lead. That lead roof remains even today. He translated the Holy Scriptures, the Prologue, and books of the Divine Services into the Georgian language. King Bagrat invited him to Georgia to teach the people. George was royally welcomed in his homeland. He traveled everywhere and taught both the clergy and people. In his old age, he desired to die on Mount Athos, where he set out for, but death overtook him in Constantinople in the year 1067 AD. His relics were translated to Iveron. Even though he died on May 24th, the monks of Iveron commemorate his memory on June 30th, considering him to be as equal to the apostles. Hymn of Praise, the Holy Apostles.
As a dry desert the whole world was, across it the world the chariot of the Spirit flew, a fiery vision, the Holy Apostles. The all-holy Spirit through them the universe rebuilt. The rivers of wondrous grace flow, the dead desert to life converted. Wonderful apostles, watery clouds, simple ones, wise ones, fishermen, heroes. From the Ganges to the Thames, they carried the torch. From the Nile to Pontus, holiness they proclaimed. From variegated Persia to Bronze Gaul, where the feet walk or the galleys sail. Everywhere the miracle of the incarnate God brought, everywhere the name of the resurrected Christ proclaimed, without complaint and fear, without any confusion. Mountains and seas to them were not obstacles. Thus war did not frighten them, nor persecution prevent them, neither all the fires of Hades which against them erupted. Truth guided them, and not a false fable. Our life is Christ, and death a beautiful gain. Thus they spoke to such as these, what could be done? Crucify their bodies, scrape their skins. That the world did, but what kind of harm did it do them? To reign eternally thus God judged.
Reflection. Concern for the good of all people. That concern filled the exalted spirits and noble hearts of the holy apostles. Writing about the Apostle Paul, St. John Chrysostom calls him the universal father of the world, as though, says Chrysostom, he anxiously labored and tried to bring all into the kingdom. Indeed, most exalted is this title, universal father of the world, and if this title could be attributed to anyone other than God, it could only be attributed to the apostles of Christ. By their parental concern for the entire world, they in truth were the universal fathers of the world. There are many mothers in the world who care less about their own children than the apostles were concerned about the good of their persecutors and adversaries. The apostle Peter twice saved his most bitter adversary, Simon the Magician, from death. Once when the people wanted to burn him, and another time when a dog wanted to tear him to pieces. Just think how the world repaid these their benefactors, as if they were the greatest robbers and criminals. Oh, how true are the words of St. Cyril, who says, as long as we are in the body, the same occurs to us Christians as to pagans. The difference is only in the spirit. Contemplation. To contemplate the miraculous repentance of the thief on the cross. But the other one rebuked him. Have you no fear of God, seeing you are under the same sentence? St. Luke chapter 23, verse 40. How the sensible thief in his suffering senses God's closeness, repents and prays to God for salvation, while the suffering of the insensible thief incites him to blaspheme God. How because of sin I am a thief, and because of sin I should be as that sensible thief whose suffering does not estrange him from God, but rather draws him closer to God, God and salvation. Homily, about the power and the efficacy of good works. For such is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. Brethren, it is difficult to argue with an atheist. It is difficult to talk with an unreasonable man. It is difficult to convince an embittered man. It is difficult to convince the atheist, the unreasonable man, and the embittered man with words. You will convince them easier by deeds. They may, through observing you by reason of your good works, glorify God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. Do good deeds to those who wish to argue with you, and you will win the argument. One deed of compassion will bring the unreasonable man to his senses, and will pacify the embittered man quicker than many hours of conversation. If atheism, unreasonableness, and bitterness stem from ignorance, that ignorance is as a fury, which can quickly be restrained by good works. If you argue with an atheist in his own rabid manner, you strengthen the fury of atheism. If you converse with the unreasonable by derision, the darkness of unreasonableness is increased. If you think you will overcome the embittered man with anger, you will stir up a greater fire of bitterness. A meek and good deed is like water over a fire. Always remember the holy apostles and their successors' methods of behavior with men. If an atheist provokes you, the man does not provoke you, but the devil provokes you. Man by nature is religious. If the unreasonable man scolds you, the man does not scold you, but the devil scolds you. Man by nature is reasonable. If the embittered one persecutes you, then it is not the man who persecutes you, but the devil who persecutes you. For man by nature is good. The devil provokes you to lengthy arguments and unfruitful conversations, and flees from good deeds. Do good work in the name of Christ, and the devil will flee, and only then will you have dealings with men, with true men, religious, reasonable, and good men. Therefore, whatever you do, do in the name of the Lord. O all good Lord, help us to do good and by good to conquer in your name. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.